I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Go to the website at replenishcompost.com or give Greg and Mike a call at 801-262-5142. Replenish. It's good stuff.
Well, hello, summer. Adventure here. Spring had to leave but said you're really outgoing, that you're quite a character. Maybe you'll appreciate a place packed full of character and live performances like the Shakespeare Festival at Cedar City. Unlike spring, you see...
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
I got to tell you, every time I come back to Ruby's and DeBryce, I just feel like I've gone back home. And Lance, it's good to see you again. Oh, wrong microphone. There you are.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, it's always good to see you, Tim, and we always roll the red carpet out for you, and it's fun, and it's like welcoming you back home. So
yeah,
it's always good to see you.
And we're sitting right now. You can still hear some of the cleanup going on in the background, which is usually the case when we get a few minutes to talk.
Right.
The cleanup here at Ebenezer's Barn and Grill is continuing, and Tim Gates, Ward Williams are back with us again. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you too, man. Hey, that music bit was awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You like that?
Yeah.
We were jamming here for a second.
Yeah, I was jamming. Like, I was getting ready to write a little song. That
as a songwriter, you agree? You're okay with that.
That was awesome.
Yeah. You know what tonight is here? Well, first of all, let's start with the park.
Sure.
They're celebrating 100 years, which sounds pretty impressive until you find out that the Syrett family's been here longer than that.
It's true. As I say, whenever we get a new superintendent here at the Bryce Canyon, I always remind them, I'm like, hey, we've been here since 1916, and Bryce has only been a national park since 1923. So, yeah, this year is the Bryce Centennial, but that's old for us. We celebrate our centennial 2016. So.
Yeah. Here we are, first weekend of August. How's the season been, crowd-wise?
You know, It's just weird. I mean, post-COVID, you know, travel patterns are weird. It used to be kind of like a farmer's almanac. You could kind of graph it and say, well, this is what the season's going to be like and stuff. And right now, it's just all over the place. We've had times where it's been busy and times where it hasn't been busy. But, you know, right now is a great time to travel because of value. I'll tell you one thing. During COVID or post-COVID, you had that revenge travel phenomenon and rates kind of got high in the national parks and stuff like that. But you got some great times coming up. You know, towards the end of August, I've got dates where I'm selling rooms at Ruby's Inn with breakfast for $89.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
We're basically giving them away just to get people down
there. I
live in
the tropic. I might come over here.
Yeah, you might as well come up and stay in the hotel, right?
Staycation.
Come up. You can't even, for that rate, you can't, especially with mortgage rates being what they are, you can't even afford to stay home right now at rates like that.
Yeah.
Come up. We'll feed you breakfast.
I'll watch your kids. You watch mine.
Let's do it.
Well,
let's do it.
We came here, you know this, from Arches, and it was interesting in Moab to me because it was my first time experiencing the reservation system there,
sure,
which cut the crowds back,
right.
You know, getting into the park. And certainly when you were up at Delicate Arch or something, it wasn't as crowded on the right. hike up. But at the same time, they're turning back the hands of time on attendance in the park several years, while Moab has moved ahead to 2025
right.
with hotel rooms.
Right.
And so restaurants and hotels are hurting a little bit. It's an awkward time.
Yeah, it is an awkward time. That's a good way to say it. And here at Bryce, you know, we've got great leadership here in the community. And, you know, Bryce, we've got, like, the shuttle system. But it's not like Zion where it's mandatory. We don't have a reservation system.
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime there's a problem here, we just have collaboration with the National Park Service and the community. And we say, what's the problem? We're going to solve it. Sounds like a Vanilla Ice song, right? Anyway, so we solve it, and you know, we just really have a lot of leadership here. And Bryce Canyon, you can still have that intimate relationship with Bryce Canyon. You come, go view Thor's Hammer for your first time, and you know, if it's a little busy there at Thor's Hammer, you take a 5-minute walk, you feel like you're by yourself.
Yeah. We didn't get a chance today because we spent most of the day on the road and took a little side trip to Dead Horse Canyon or Dead Horse Point with Paul and Melody. So they get their chance to see the park tomorrow, which we'll
I'm excited for them.
We'll include in the next hour in our broadcast. But this night that we just wrapped up, Tim and Ward, what a special treat this is. And this is really the culmination of the relationship, the partnership that you have with the Syrett family, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. They've trusted us.
Amen.
They threw me in, and I jumped in the water, and they've been there just to help us swim.
Yeah,
Ruby's Inn's awesome.
Most
great partnership.
Most nights, you guys are up on stage.
That's
doing
correct.
Your thing with the Bryce Canyon Wranglers.
Yes,
which is a fantastic show. And actually, I think you do two different ones, don't you?
Yeah, yes. We do now. We have Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday is a show called Timeless. The rest of the nights is our original show called Song Like
So
Me.
You'll be back to that tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
But Ward, what you do once a year for a couple of nights, and we just got lucky that we were here on this weekend.
That's right.
Is you bring old friends from Nashville.
That's right.
Where you both spent a significant amount of time. And I don't know, were you a songwriter, Ward, or just a musician?
I was not a songwriter. I was a musician.
Yeah.
I was a touring musician for 10 years, 12 years, actually.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, as you're doing that, you meet a lot of folks along the way. And so we have a lot of songwriter friends that we call on and get them out here.
And
once
he says
a week.
He's not a songwriter, but he's written everybody's favorite song of the show. It's called Truck Jacked
That's
Up.
That's an awesome song.
Yep. I do love that,
actually. He's a musician, he's a songwriter, he's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. But, Tim, you are a songwriter.
Yeah.
And so tell everybody who was on the show tonight, and first of all, that you bring, is it three each year?
Yeah, we try to bring three each year. This is kind of the Nashville way. We try to bring Nashville to our stage here, and that's what happens is you get three people, and they tell stories. Then you get five songs out of them each. You get an hour and a half.
Yeah. And so who were the artists tonight?
Tonight we had Travis Howard, and that's Ward's best friend, and the producer of our show Timeless that we just did here.
Oh,
in
really?
Bryce Canyon. Yeah. Yeah. And he's amazing.
He wrote a lot of the early Miranda Lambert hits and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's best friends with that Leslie Jordan, that actor that just passed away, and he produced all his record and all that stuff. And we had Shelley Fairchild, who'd come to town when I was out there in 2006. And
oh, my gosh.
She blew us away with her voice.
Wasn't she amazing?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Well, Ward and I were talking just before you walked over. You know, you guys have told you before, I had a 10-year country radio career, and we from time to time would have new artists come in from a label or something, and they would either sit in the lunchroom at the radio station or we go to a hotel room and they'd sit on the edge of the bed and play with the guitar.
I've done those tours.
Yeah, and I would sit there and we'd walk away going, that is the next big artist in country music.
And then you never hear anything.
But
and
you never play it. Or they would never let you guys play it.
Right. Right, and that's a better way to put it. Just
that's
amazing talent, wonderful voices, great musicians, and it's such a fickle business.
And Danny Myrick was the other guy.
Yeah, Danny Myrick, he knows exactly. I've been through it. He's been through it. He was in a band called Western Flyer.
I remember it.
One of my favorite bands. Hey, D-A-D-D-Y, I saw M-A-L-M-A cry. Such a good song.
Awesome.
And one of my favorite singers. Well, now he's, of course, writing hit songs naturally. He just stuck to it.
Yeah, he was sharing with us that the Jason Aldean song that he wrote ended up being the most played song on country radio in 2009.
Yeah,
that's right.
He made a few dollars off of that,
didn't he?
He did all right. I think he did okay.
But I said to you a minute ago that for us, for the audience, and I'm also happy to say we were here in 2020, we were here in 2021, and there are a lot of empty seats. Pandemic, of course, was part of that. But to see a full house tonight and to hear the reaction from the crowd's fantastic.
And I will say, if no matter what year it's been except 2020, Nashville Stars over Bryce Canyon has always been a packed night. We always seem to bring the locals in, which is the key. And what we've been trying to do, and it gives us a night off, too. But of course, we're here. But
yeah, you're here working.
We don't have to get up and sing.
Yeah, funny. They say it gives us a night off, and then I look, and they're running in and out of the kitchen, and, you know, clearing tables and moving chairs.
We're never off.
Right? Yeah.
And Lance knows that. 6 months out of the year, nobody's ever off. So that's just how it is. But you know, like I said, this, we pack it every year, and it's amazing to see the locals coming in. And we get different artists every year. So we're going to keep doing this. And, of course, we have our sponsors to help us do that. But anyway, I believe Nashville Stars with Bryce Canyon will continue to just grow and grow. And we're talking about maybe doing some things up on the rim because we had such a good time.
And Shelly appears regularly on Grand Ole Opry, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I was reading some of her music actually makes its way onto television in some of the series that people may be watching, which is nobody would ever think about.
She does well.
Yeah.
She gets on stage and sings background for Martina McBride and a bunch of other artists, too.
Yeah. We've got to take a break here, guys. But when we come back, I want to ask you, Lance, what it means to Rubies to have talent like these guys here. We'll do that next on KSL Outdoors Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
What does this mean for Rubies when you get something like this come through?
Oh, this is special. To get all this talent, you know, somebody asked me about these guys right here, and I said it's kind of like those Las Vegas residencies where they get, like, Britney Spears to come in or something like that, or or Garth Brooks or Celine Dion. And that's these guys right here. I mean, these guys are real Nashville artists right here. I mean, sitting right here at this table.
Unbelievable talent.
You know, we ought to get some autographs out right now. You know, I have to pinch myself sometime with the amount of talent. You know, we're out here in the sticks. We're in the middle of nowhere, Bryce Canyon, and we have a real, you know, it's lightning in a bottle. I mean, that's, you know, I tell somebody, you know, maybe your kids don't listen to country or anything like that. Anybody that comes in this building and sits down for this show absolutely loves it. It doesn't matter if your kid's a rap fan or something like that. They come in, they're going to love this show. And that's, you know, it's an easy sell once somebody's in here.
Danny found a way to work in even a little Wild Cherry and Commodores from the 70s.
Yeah. How about that?
That was crazy. Cool. But, Ward, I was telling Tim that for the audience, it's like sitting here and you're sort of eavesdropping on just a session, you know, of songwriters or musicians.
It's exactly what it is. And that's what's so cool about it, because that's just – those are the – those stories, those conversations, the things that happen on a night like tonight is it's extremely rare. Like, you know, most average people don't get to see that kind of thing.
And no two nights are going to be the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they changed it up. Yeah. They did. Yeah. They got a bunch of hits. They can.
Yeah. How many nights a year are you guys on?
We do, us. Oh, I think we said 186.
Not that we're counting, right?
Yeah. I remember because the first night we finished this, or April 21st, we played, right? And that after that night, I said, "Hey boys, we got 185 more days left.
We only have 70 or 95 more shows to do." Or
East
count.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Here's the other thing people need to know: when we were at Moab, it was knocking on the door of 100 degrees. You get up here, and I think the high was 82 or something.
Yeah, and that's hot up here. I mean, you know, for the locals, everybody's going around, they get their tongues out, and they're like, "Man, it's hot." But you know, when people come in here, they're like, "Oh, I feel so nice," you know, and you know. Bryce Canyon is the most alpine of the Mighty Five national parks. You know, we're nearly 8,000 feet in the air right here. Yeah. And we get a bad rap by you Salt Lake City people because everybody thinks everything south of Payson is St. George and it's going to be hot. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you right here, we're 8,000 feet. We're higher in Park City right here. Yeah. You know, so it's going to be cool even on a burning summer day. It's always going to be cool right here in Bryce.
But in its 100th year, it's just as spectacular as ever.
Absolutely.
And we're going to introduce it for the first time to these two who are with us from England. And so it's just great to be able to share it. We shared the table tonight with two women that drove up from Las Vegas.
That's awesome. You know, one of my favorite nights, and I'll never forget this night. It was my first year, 2018. I was learning how to do this show. And there was a table, I believe it was right there at E4, right here dead center. And these people said they come every year. They've been coming here since 2014. And they used to come and watch another band here, the RG Wrangler.
Yeah.
And they'd come and watch because, you know, Ruby's, that was a great show too. Ruby's did it great then.
Yeah.
And RG Wranglers would play, and these people would come. Well, they met each other at these tables. One family was from Georgia. The other family's from France. And every year after that, they'd come and sit at the same table, and they sit there. And they come to these shows. And they came all the way up to 2019. I haven't seen them since.
And you know what?
That was neat that they met here at Ruby's or Ebenezer's. Yeah.
I think I remember you sending that message from the stage that music is a unifying force.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter really where you came from or what your background is.
It doesn't. None of us on the stage here ever talk about whether we believe right or left in political issues. We just have so much in common in Nashville and songwriting. Yeah. We never go there.
Yeah.
And then the other interesting thing is that it is an international audience.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people from all over the world that come over here. In fact, Danny last night asked me, he's like, you know, living out here, do you feel disconnected? You know, and I'm like, I feel more connected to the rest of the world living in this place in the middle of nowhere than anywhere, because everyone from all over the world comes here. The chance of us traveling over to Europe and going to the UK or to France or whatever and going and asking directions to something and, you know, someone asking, well, where are you from? Well, we live in Tropic or in Bryce Canyon. And we were just there, you know, and we saw this. And the chances of them having seen us play.
Crazy.
It's crazy, you know. I mean, it makes the world so much smaller living, and it's extremely unique. It's hard to describe. And the other thing is that sometimes half the audience doesn't speak a lick of English. I mean, like zero.
But they'll sing along to every song.
So we had to do our studies to see which ones they would like, and it took a whole year of 2018 watching these people walk out when I'd sing songs they didn't like. I'd be like,
I'd scratch it, and
I came up with a song list, and that's where the show song "Like Me" song list came from. Was these people that would walk out?
Yeah. Well, it's a special evening, and this is really spectacular. Is it always the first weekend of August? Or
we try to put it close to that. We try to pick nights that are typically slow for this Ebenezer's, so we can pack it. You know, it's usually around the end of July. We usually have two different shows, but we only did one show this year.
Yeah, just amazing. And every time I come back, it gets better. Lance.
Yeah, it's like a fine wine up here, right? But
it gets better, and no two nights are the same, and yet you feel like you're coming back home every time you come to Ruby's, and people have been doing that for generations.
You know, I mean, these guys mentioned that they play 180 shows a year or whatever, and I'm probably at, because my son plays in the band, I'm probably at half those. I mean, maybe 40% of them. And I'll tell you this, I was going to say, every show is different, and there are a lot of Easter eggs. You know, if you come to one show and you come to the next one, these guys weave a lot of little Easter eggs in there. I just enjoy the heck out of all of them. Well,
it's so great to see all of you. Is it home for you? I mean, Richfield was home for you before, so you came back home, Tim.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to get back. You know, as Ward and I were talking about, he's a city boy. I was more of a country boy.
Yeah.
I went to Nashville, and I had a hard time being in that city.
Yeah.
That was a small town for me. I was from Dallas.
Yeah, right.
The music business, the streets of the music business were small town, but boy, I couldn't wait to get back, and this show somehow landed in my life.
Now you're in trouble. I'm getting on.
All right.
It's been real.
Okay.
Everybody comes to us. Yeah. Country's coming to us. We have a different crowd every night. We play the same show every night.
It really,
And your families of all ages are helping and participating in a part of this project.
That's right.
His wife keeps us all organized.
Yeah, both of our wives are heavily involved in the whole thing. And neither of us ever thought that we'd ever be working with our wives in a business kind of standpoint, but it's worked out great.
So. Well, and we skipped right over the food, which was fantastic. You can have steak, you can have salmon, you can have chicken, and there's cowboy beans, and there's mashed potatoes, and there's rolls, and dessert.
And Tim's wife cooked it.
I kissed the cook a lot.
Wow. That's great.
And we know we got 100 different ways to cook that chicken after it's cold next day.
All right, Lance, tell them where to get more information and how they make the reservations for their next trip down.
As I always say, just go online to rubysinn.com. That's rubysinn.com. If you're local, click on that Hot Deals button. That's where you want to go to. That's the best deals. If you're at all flexible on your dates, you can really get get some good deals right there.
My gosh. Yeah. Don't pass on the opportunity. Mm-hmm. We are so lucky to have this in our backyard. And you know what? I get a little emotional even thinking about it. But to take these folks from London to Arches and then go see some of the sights between there and here, and tomorrow we're going to go see Bryce and see
relive it
through them.
I know.
And you realize how lucky we are.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure, Tim.
Thank you to the guys for spending a few minutes with us here. We're not done with our experiences both at Arches and down at Bryce. As a matter of fact, we're going to wrap things up after we get you a news update at the top of the hour. Paul Nichols rejoins me, and we'll finish up his thoughts on what it's been like to come from the other side of the pond to visit the Beehive State. Stay with us.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.